Good day. You know what? It's a challenging day. I'll tell you what, because I'm used to seeing, you know, competition and guys fighting for the ball and doing all that. And we've had to tone it back, obviously, with no pads. But it's been good. It's been a challenge for our guys, but it's the right thing to do. I've always told the team that our objective is play hard, play fast, and play together. And we will, and if anything in our power that we can do to not jeopardize that, we will do. And that's why we're going no pads. And that's why we're practicing the way we do, because we want to make sure on Thursday we play hard, fast, and together. And so it's been good. A lot of good work out there today against each other, although it was a slower tempo. But, you know, a lot of execution, communication that took place. We could compete in all those areas. And I thought it went really well. So, but the following players did not practice: Stephen Burton, Josh Evans, with his shoulder, Justin Forsett and Maurice Jones-Drew. Mojo was a coach's decision. We just want him to get extra treatment. Alan Reisner returned today, but he's still on IR, designated to return. We have 3 weeks to make a decision with him, so we're just, it's kind of the return to play protocol for him. Okay? But open for questions.
No, not even helmets today.
Not even helmets.
Is that something like Pete did in Seattle?
I'm not sure. I was trying to think back, because I think we played, when I was there, San Francisco. But I just felt like for us, that's what we needed. You know, sometimes our list, and guys like, you know, we hold guys out of practice. And, you know, this was a way for like a Roy Miller to maybe get one day in there. Sure. Anyway.
Was Sunday one of the best efforts Jed's had as far as calling plays and keeping defenses off balance?
You know what? I think it was one of our better days as far as everybody on the same page. You know, we made plays. We had some opportunities throughout the year where guys we saw on tape where a guy was wide open. Maybe we missed him. Maybe we had a drop. But, you know, where it all came together, the execution, I think of Ace's, you know, pivot route down the sideline, where it was a great job by Ace. Beautiful throwing ball, you know, that and a great call in that situation. You know, all three of the things came together. And I think, but we've seen it throughout the season, and I think our players felt it. It was just the execution that came together more.
What was behind the decision for Andre to be a captain on Sunday?
Well, I just think that, you know, I think about guys that have stepped up and done some things for us. I try to spread it out. We have honorary captains, and sometimes it's based on their play. Sometimes it's based on maybe they were on that team. And, you know, like I think Alan Ball and Justin Forsett were our captains when we played Houston the previous week. So there's some things that go into it, but I just thought that, you know, the way he's played and his work ethic and things like that, he earned that opportunity.
Evan's still on.
Yeah, I'd say he's very unlikely. I might as well say he's out.
Winston will start.
Yeah, Winston will start.
Gus, to get to the point where you guys are today, this team has gone through some stuff. What do you think the biggest obstacle this team has overcome so far this season has been?
Wow. We have. I think it's been an unbelievable experience. It really has. I think it's been an unbelievable challenge for me as far as challenging my conviction. I think it's been a strong challenge to our team to challenge their conviction. I mean, they believe in the message, I think, in OTAs, or at least I felt it in mini camp and training camp. But then the bullets started to fly, and then some adversity hit, and you're like, okay, we can all believe when it's mini camp and training camp, but how are we going to do now? And they did. They did. And to overcome that, I think, you know, all those things help us. It really is. I'm not sure if we'll have a team like this, you know, that's composed of the personalities and the individuals we have, and how strong of a personality team it is as far as fighting adversity. And it's been pretty cool to go through.
Well, can't you stay that way after you're molded them, I guess?
Well, yeah, I think there's always, every team's different, right? I think you get, sometimes you have maybe more egos than others. You would hope that you can, you know, calm some of those egos down, but there's always going to be some different personalities on the team. It's a challenge every year, I think.
Did you see one specific moment? I mean, you look at, you know, starting 3 rookies in your secondary,
right,
losing your starting left tackle after trading your left tackle, losing,
right,
Lackland for the season again. I mean, was there any maybe one moment where you think it might have been a turning point?
You know, it's been some things happened so fast. You know, I think the Tennessee game, you know, that we came back and end up earning a victory, I think, in that game, I think that helped us at that time. I think Mojo said it kind of validated what we were doing. I heard that word for the first time. And so maybe I wasn't aware of it with the players, but for them, that was an important time in our season. So, you know, that'd be a good question for them. To me, it really has been. I've been excited to go out with this group every day and really just see the progress they're making. And I just trust, you know, that the results will come when we're ready to earn it. And, you know, fortunately, we've been able to pull some off. But this week's a completely different week, and we'll have faced new challenges, new obstacles, not only on the field but off the field. And we just handle them day by day.
Do you scrap what you did against Andre Johnson last time, or do you?
Well, I think, you know, when you have a short week, you'll see some of the same principles, obviously. But then we have to have plans, you know, to say, okay, what happens if? And I think, you know, you always have to have those contingency plans. So there might be a few different subtle things that we do. But for the most part, I think, you know, in certain situations, you have to, I think, stay true to who you are. Just like I imagine Houston will do the same thing. They're going to run their offense. They might have a few wrinkles here and there. But for the most part, their bread and butter is going to be what they've done all year.
Ace and Sip, and maybe some other young guys too, seem to have gotten better since the bye. How significant is that for the rookies to do that?
Well, yeah, it's tough because we talked about how the rookies had to hit the wall. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, maybe, you know, there's a couple of them. But so now what? If they kind of hit that wall, what does that say about Ace and Sip now? You know, that they battled through it. Mm-hmm. And they stayed strong through it and maybe got them for a little bit. They got back to competing like they should. And they're seeing great progress. So that in itself is quite a story.
As Ryan gave you the stats, I mean, Ryan Robinson has the stats on primetime games lately.
No.
We hear buzz.
Well, go ahead, Vito. What is it, man? You're just having a great day. No, what is it?
Well, then, you know, 1-9 last 10. So.
For us?
Primetime, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know how many of our guys were here for all that, or, you know. So, I don't get too caught up in that, Vito, you know. I'm excited about this. We have a home game, which is cool. That's awesome. Our fans, excited for them to see us play. We have an opportunity to go at home and get better. I mean, that's cool. We're going to see, hey, Mintz. I'm trying to get Mintz up, you know. Let's see how he responds. I mean, he's gone through some adversity. Well, now he's going to get his opportunity on Thursday night. Okay, let's see you, Mintz. Let's see what you got. Yeah, you know, we put you through a little bit of stuff. You know, so there's so many things like this I think is going to be cool. I don't want to miss any of those things, you know, by concentrating on the record and, you know. There's too many other good things I want to focus on.
So Mintz will be active?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I didn't make any promises. No, but it's. I'm leaning really hard. Just like I said, 90% chance he's not going to be active last week. I'd say 90% chance he's going to be active this week.
Real general, I mean, back to the playing at home thing. Obviously, yeah. Last night, you know, the importance of a home field advantage in Seattle and what it can do for those guys. You got to build that here somehow. But do you feel more comfortable this week about it than you did earlier in the year, maybe, playing at home?
Well, no, I think I pushed it a little bit more to say, hey, this is a great opportunity for us. You know, what I want to see is when it is national and it is at home and we have all these possible distractions or hype, how are we going to go out there and play? Can we stay true to the last couple weeks, how we've got to this point? Our players kind of feel like, yeah, we felt like we had the recipe all year, but we saw some results. So now they're saying, well, let's just stick to the recipe. Well, let's see if we can. Can we? Now it's Thursday night football, and the crowd is going to be into it, and can we stick to it? That's a challenge.
Gus, is a little bit of a help that you, for the first time, you've won back-to-back games, and then it's a short week. Guys can't, like, prance around and think, we got it. I mean, they got to get
right
back to work.
Well, I hope we don't do that. I'd be disappointed if our guys talk like that. And I'm sure there's maybe it happens, but I try to get around them and sense if that's taking place. And if it is, then I would try to calm it down because we really haven't done anything. I mean, we still, you know, haven't reach to where we, you know, our objective is. We haven't played a complete game where everybody is maxed out, and that's really what we're after. So, you know, I think we want to keep our minds in that mindset.